changed by beholding. May 24. Consecration and Christian experience. But we all, with open face beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. As the mind dwells upon Christ, the character is molded after the divine similitude. The thoughts are pervaded with a sense of His goodness, His love. We contemplate His character, and thus He is in all our thoughts. His love encloses us. If we gaze even a moment upon the sun in its meridian glory, when we turn away our eyes, the image of the sun will appear in everything upon which we look. Thus it is when we behold Jesus, everything we look upon reflects His image, the Son of Righteousness. We cannot see anything else, or talk of anything else. His image is imprinted upon the eye of the soul, and affects every portion of our daily life, softening and subduing our whole nature. By beholding, we are conformed to the divine similitude, even the likeness of Christ. To all with whom we associate, we reflect the bright and cheerful beams of His righteousness. We have become transformed in character, for heart, soul, mind, are irradiated by the reflection of Him who loved us, and gave Himself for us. Jesus Christ is everything to us, the first, the last, the best in everything. Jesus Christ, His Spirit, His character, colors everything. It is the warp and the woof, the very texture of our entire being. The words of Christ are spirit and life. We cannot, then, center our thoughts upon self. It is no more we that live, but Christ that liveth in us, and He is the hope of glory. Self is dead, but Christ is a living Savior. If we keep our minds stayed upon Christ, He will come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. As the Son of Righteousness, He will arise upon us with healing in His wings. We shall grow as the lily. We shall revive as the corn, and grow as the vine. By constantly relying upon Christ as our personal Savior, we shall grow up into Him in all things who is our head.